B98.5's Tad and Drex Show podcast.
Helping you catch up on what you missed.
Forgive and forget with Tad and Drex on B98.5.
You need forgiveness.
We help you ask for it.
It's graduation season, and Heather, you need our help asking forgiveness for a sign incident. What does that even mean?
You know those signs people put up with the names of the students graduating in the neighborhood?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. They're everywhere right now.
The humble brag.
Yeah. Right. Well, the lady who volunteered to have the sign made with the printers put her daughter's name right at the top in bold print so it would stand out more than the other kids.
Oh my God.
Hang on a second. Is her daughter the valedictorian or deserves this kind of credit?
No, that's the crazy thing.
Yikes.
I mean, I could imagine driving past it into the neighborhood every single day would start eating at you. But I mean, what can you do about it, though, Heather?
Well, there's what I can do and there's what I should have done. And I feel bad because I should have waited a few days to calm down.
Oh, no.
But you didn't wait a few days to calm down.
No, and I might have had a few glasses of wine.
Uh-oh.
And then I stole the sign and I destroyed it because I just didn't want her to get away with it.
Took the sign and destroyed it?
So now...
I know, I acted like a child.
Nobody gets honored because of...
Yeah, exactly. And people are talking, like on Nextdoor and Facebook, and I'm worried somebody's going to have me on their doorbell camera. Like, I'm going to have to move.
You don't want to have to move right now with the real estate market the way that it is.
But you feel bad about what you did. I mean, you want to try and make this right?
I feel terrible. Like... I really, really feel like the Karenest of Karens. I feel so bad.
So what's this lady's name?
It's Diane. And okay. I'm hoping that I can offer to have another sign made and that she'll understand and will just let me apologize a lot and replace it.
Okay.
All right.
I don't know if she will.
You want to get ahead of this so that the whole neighborhood doesn't think of you as the sign destroyer.
I know. Or like the internet.
Well, yeah, I mean, you could get a cool a fun badge on Nextdoor. I bet they make, you get your own, avatar or something.
All right, sit tight. We're going to get Diane on the phone. We'll clear this all up, okay?
Thank you, guys.
Forgive and forget with Tad and Drex on B98.5.
You need forgiveness.
We help you ask for it.
Talking about neighborhood graduation signs, Heather told us that one of her neighbors, Diane, volunteered to have the sign made so she could put her daughter's name at the top in a bigger and bolder font. Well... Heather was annoyed, had some wine, stole the sign, and now she's regretting it. She needs our help asking Diane to forgive her before the rest of the neighborhood finds out. Sit tight, Heather. We're going to get your neighbor Diane on the phone.
Hello?
Hi, is this Diane?
Yes, this is Diane.
Hi, this is Tad, Drex, and Kara. We're calling from B98.5.
Like the radio?
Yes. We just got word that you had a sign stolen in your neighborhood. It was a graduation sign honoring the graduates from your neighborhood. Is that right?
Oh, I think it just blew away.
Oh, okay. And so, I mean, what's the next play? You plan on replacing it or how does that work?
Oh, I called Lamar and I'm waiting to hear back.
Lamar?
It's the billboard company.
This was a billboard?
Not originally. At first it was a sign, but these kids work so hard, and I want them to be honored in a really big way. And I'm obviously not good at putting signs up, so I just thought I'd let professionals do it, get it really big, and everyone can see it.
A billboard sounds expensive. Do you know how much those cost?
Well, I'm waiting to hear back for the final quote, but I think it's around $5,000.
$5,000?
That covers artwork and the installation, everything. And there is a spot on 75 near the ballpark that I want to see if it's available. It would be such a great spot for it.
Hold on a second. Diane, who's going to pay the $5,000?
I think the people in the neighborhood will chip in.
Oh, no.
Hang on, Heather. Diane, your neighbor Heather is on the phone, and she asked us to help her out with something here this morning. This is a feature on her show called Forgive and Forget.
This is the most awkward thing I've ever done in my life. Like, I stole the sign. I had some wine. I had a lot of wine, and I took it. I'm so sorry.
Diane, Heather said that you put your daughter's name at the top in big, bold letters so it would stand out more than the other kids' names. she got mixed up with some yellow tail.
No, that was a mistake. I volunteered to have the sign made because my cousin is a printer, and so he got us a really good deal, but he did that. He did that on his own. I never asked him to put Hannah's name at the top like that.
If I pay for the replacement sign for all of it, can you please cancel the billboard? And is there any way I could ask you to keep this between us? I know I don't have any right to ask that.
Yeah, could you cancel the $5,000 billboard and replace it back with the $100 sign that was originally there?
And Heather, there's not a whole lot of keeping things between us. We're on the radio with a million listeners this morning.
Well, how would they know what neighborhood? There's a lot of neighborhoods in Atlanta.
It's Indian Hills and East Collins.
I guess I deserve that.
So, ladies, do we have a deal here? Heather pays for the replacement sign. Diane, you keep it under wraps and you don't make a big deal out of this. Do you forgive Heather, Diane?
Yes. If Heather pays for that replacement, I'll cancel the billboard and I will make sure, I promise, that Hannah's name is at the bottom in a 16-point Times New Roman font, just like everyone else.
That works for everybody?
Put Hannah's name above Derek's.
If we continue down this path, nobody's name will be on the side.
Big blank vinyl banner.
There's a lot going on in the world.
And we tell you about the important stuff.
It's Tad and Drex's Info to Go on B98.5.
726, we are protected by Breda Pest Management. They handle bugs and critters. Got a risk of a widespread storm this afternoon, 86 for a high. Braves are in New York to play the Mets this weekend. First round of the NBA playoffs, game 3 tonight. State Farm Arena, Hawks hosting the Knicks, ESPN, full capacity crowd. It's going to be huge. What else is going on, Drex?
On Tuesday night, it was Akon and his Range Rover at a QT in Buckhead. And just yesterday, Janoris Jenkins, a football player for the Jacksonville Jaguars, he had to call police to the South Terminal, Atlanta's Hartsfield-Jackson Airport, because his 2016 Rolls Royce was gone.
Because, what did he leave the keys in there or under the mat?
He can't remember if he left the key fob in there or not.
Oh, gosh.
Which, you know, it probably did, and boosters were able to walk by. Maybe it was in plain sight. They can bust open a window, unlock it, grab the keys, and they can go. Metro Atlanta authorities are urging citizens, wherever you are, you're getting gas, you're going to the airport, I don't know, you're going to the park, you get out of your car, you immediately take your keys and lock your doors. Make sure all your valuables, anything in plain sight, is hidden in a compartment or in a trunk, anything like that, to make sure that we can try and stem a little bit of this.
And just while we're doing this, okay, you want to look both ways before crossing the street. You want to wash your hands after you go to the bathroom.
You put the milk in the cereal after you put the cereal in the bowl. All right, you want to do a good feeling, Ted?
Yeah.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling, yeah.
So check this out. Close to 10 million people have already watched the Friends reunion show on HBO Max in the last 24 hours.
And I'm assuming you're one of them?
Oh, absolutely. Oh, my God. That was the first
three times?
The first thing I did when I got home, I was so thirsty, and my thirst was quenched when Ross and Rachel, there was a rumor that there could have been a real-life love, Ross and Rachel, going on behind the scenes.
Yeah, the first season, I had a major crush on Jen. At some point we were both crushing hard on each other, but it was like two ships passing because one of us was always in a relationship.
So that's David Schwimmer. How does Jen Aniston remember the story?
Ha.
I mean, honestly, and I remember saying one time to David, it's going to be such a bummer if the first time you and I actually kiss is going to be on national television. Sure enough. First time we kissed was in that coffee shop. So we just channeled all of our adoration and love for each other into Ross and Rachel.
And I think it showed us. I mean, they're talking about that kiss that happened in Central Perk, that first one where Rachel couldn't get the door unlocked, and then the coming and kiss. I'm getting goosebumps just talking about it, Tad.
The Friends reunion has been viewed, what did you say,
10 million times.
9.9 million of those were just Drex.
My Xfinity's like, uncle, jeez.
Beating her at pop culture trivia is almost impossible.
Can you do it?
Are You Smarter Than Kara is on B98.5.
Brought to you by R.S. Andrews Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electrical. Vanessa in Canton, hi.
Hi, how are you?
Great. Could you kick Kara out for us?
Get on out, Kara.
I'm gone, Vanessa. Good luck.
Thank you.
All right, Vanessa, 5 pop culture trivia questions while Kara stands outside the studio. Then we'll bring her back in, ask her the same questions. If you answer more right than Kara, she pays you $100 cash. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Number one, Chris Noth is going to reprise his role as Mr. Big when HBO reboots what show?
Sex and the City.
Number two, name the former American Idol star who's going to take over Ellen DeGeneres' talk show time slot this fall.
Oh, gosh.
She's also the name that Steve Carell yells when...
Kelly Clarkson.
Number three, Kim Kardashian has failed her first bar exam in an attempt to become a lawyer. Kanye was what number husband for Kim?
Three.
Number four, a list of the most expensive homes owned by Real Housewives cast members are all located in what state?
Los Angeles.
What's the state?
Oh, sorry, California.
Number five, Jeff Bezos is going to step down as CEO of Amazon in July. What does CEO stand for?
Gosh, I'm so dumb.
You're not dumb. Chief what? What?
Chief Executive Officer.
Bring Kara back in.
Operator.
You are very lucky today.
You said operator?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so Vanessa and Canton got 4 right.
Oh, Drex.
I asked her to clear it. She did. Listen,
all right.
Rules are rules. 4 is the number, Kara.
Okay.
Same questions, Kara. Number one, Chris Noth is going to reprise his role as Mr. Big when HBO reboots what show?
Sex and the City.
That's what Vanessa said, 1-1.
Number two, name the former American Idol star is going to take over Ellen DeGeneres' talk show time slot in the fall.
Kelly Clarkson.
That's what Vanessa said. 2-2.
Number three, Kim Kardashian failed her first bar exam in an attempt to become a lawyer. Kanye was what number husband for Kim?
Number three.
That's what Vanessa said as well. We're tied at 3.
Number four, a list of the most expensive homes owned by Real Housewives cast members are all located in what state?
California.
All of them. And that's what Vanessa said as well, tied at 4.
Number 5, Jeff Bezos will step down as CEO of Amazon in July. What does CEO stand for?
Chief Executive Officer.
Vanessa said Chief Executive Operator. Can't give it to her, Tad. Sorry. All right, final score this morning of 5-4. Vanessa and Canton, are you smarter than Kara?
Unfortunately, no.
Kara, 1,036 wins and just 35 losses.
Sorry, Vanessa.
It's all good. Good game.
The bad news, no $100. The good news, tickets to see Teresa Caputo, the Long Island Medium Platinum Experience, Sheridan June 5th. Tickets at teresacaputo.com.
All right. Awesome.
What is going on, Kara?
You guys, I found something in my bag that looks a little weird. This is like a crazy mystery. It's some kind of little electronic gadget, but I know it's not mine, and I have no idea how I got there.
Do you have it with you right now?
Yeah.
Let me see that. Oh, yeah. You have no clue what this is.
I have no idea.
I've seen that. Uh-uh. It looks like a lifesaver. What is that?
Yeah, it's about the size of a quarter. It's little. It's white. On the back of it, it says Made in Cupertino. That's the new Apple AirTag.
What is that?
Oh, these are awesome. So, like, it's their new tracking device. You could put it in a kid's backpack, and you can track them. Anytime it gets near an iPhone, it'll pick up the signal, and it'll show you where they are.
So how did this get in my bag?
So you have a tracking device in your handbag that you did not put there yourself?
No. You know my handbag is gigantic, and it's a black hole. So I was digging around for some change, and thing at the bottom of the bag.
Do you owe anybody money?
No.
Man, we got to figure this out. Stephanie and Vinings, you have a theory?
Yeah, I've heard of these things. And it's really creepy. Somebody must have planted it on her in her purse when she was in a bar or a restaurant. You got to get rid of that thing. I mean, it could be a stalker. It's not good.
Oh, no. Really?
Kara, when's the last time you were at a grocery store or like a restaurant?
Oh, she goes to her pool all the time. And her bag is...
unattended. And I mean, I go to the grocery store at least once a week.
Who would be stalking you?
I don't know.
Girl, you need to destroy that thing. Like, get a hammer and just go to town.
Oh, gosh.
So don't even throw it away in the garbage or anything.
No.
No, because you don't know how far it's going to track and, like, no thanks.
Yeah, and then your stalker will think you're a garbage person.
Come find me at the landfill, baby.
Do we have any other theories?
really weird.
It's the creepiest thing I've heard in a long time.
Yeah, I'm kind of wondering if I need to, like, get the police involved.
404-741-0985. Tad and Drex Show trying to solve a little mystery here this morning. Kara found a tracking device in the bottom of her purse. Any theories as to what happened, how this happened, who did it? Ashley in Smyrna?
I think that you guys are just playing a trick on her. I just think they're messing with you. I don't know if they're in on it with your husband or something, but I think this is just some kind of prank.
Oh, would you guys really do something like that to me? You know how weird and anxious I am about this.
I've never heard of this thing before. I didn't even know it existed.
And why would I spend my money on that, Kara?
Now, hang on. This is Kara's husband, Ryan, on the phone.
Hey, guys, I heard you talking about this, and yeah, it was me that put it in her purse.
You did this to me.
This is her own husband has snuck a tracking device in her purse.
I hope you have a good explanation for this, Ryan.
Yeah, me too.
I do too.
We are trying to solve a mystery having to do with you.
Yeah, I'm just filled with dread because I've got this GPS tracker that's been planted on me, apparently, and I was just looking in my bag for some change and found it at the very, very bottom of my purse.
And Drex, you recognize this device? This is a new device that Apple just put out?
Yeah, it's like it's their tracker, the AirTag.
Well, we just got a call from Kara's husband, Ryan, who says it was you that put this in Kara's handbag?
Yeah, I forgot to tell you about that. For Margot, we're going to put it on her collar, but I just wanted to test it since it was a brand new Apple device.
Okay, so it's meant for the dog, for a tracking device of the dog, where you leave the gate open and the dog gets out.
Oh.
Is this in response to that?
Yes, and that I can then take the dog places and Kara will feel safer with me taking her places.
Oh, all right. So, but Ryan, you admit that you snuck the tracker into Kara's purse to try and test it. And
yeah,
by testing
it, I didn't think she would find it. It was super little tiny, and I just wanted to see how good it worked.
Okay, and how good does it work? Have you been tracking where she's been going?
I did notice she went to Starbucks twice this week.
I did.
What are you getting at Starbucks?
Strawberry funnel cake frappuccino is like my life right now.
Oh, that's for rich people, Kara. What are you doing there?
But hey, this is for Margot. It's going to go on
right.
her collar, so we can track her.
You say that it's for Margot and you're going to track her, but I have a feeling that it's not for Margot, especially because there was a unicorn printed on it.
I have a feeling Margot will spend a lot less money at Starbucks.
Kara keeps you in the know every morning. It's Tad and Drex's Info to Go on B98.5.
Good morning. It's 8:23. We're protected by Breda Pest Management. They handle bugs and critters. Risk of widespread storms this afternoon with a high of 86. Braves in New York to play the Mets over the weekend. And the first round of the NBA playoffs, game 3 tonight, State Farm Arena. The Hawks hosting the Knicks, 100% capacity at the arena. It'll be on ESPN. What else is going on, Drex?
All right, traveling for Memorial Day weekend, you're not alone. 3.7 million people are going to pass through TSA checkpoints this weekend. That's up 90% from last year. So
great.
Just 10% of that number was traveling last year. And listen, no one's more happy than Delta CEO Ed Bastian.
When you think about how much people have put off over the last year and a half, you know, seeing family, events, weddings, opportunities, and everyone took for granted travel maybe a little bit too much.
And I think we're seeing that when 36 million people are planning to hit the roads this weekend as well.
So doing the math, if 90% more people are flying right now,
yeah,
the prices should go way down, don't you think?
Oh, no, they know people want to fly. So, I mean, they're making up for it. Like I said, so 3.7 million people are flying. 36 million people are planning to drive. Peak times today start around noon and then end at 7. And then you're coming back into town on Monday. You're going to want to try and avoid coming into town anywhere between 1 o'clock and 6 o'clock. And how about those gas prices, Tad?
The average gas price in Georgia now up to $2.92 a gallon for regular. 1 year ago, only $1.74.
All right, so let's get that out of our system and let's get a good feeling.
I think, you know, one thing to do would be to just learn how to fly a helicopter.
Right.
Which was designed by Elon Musk and runs. You just plug it in at night.
Oh, okay, sure. Yes. Yeah.
Good feeling. Okay.
Sometimes I get a good feeling. Yeah.
Ted, you were talking about the Hawks at 100% capacity. Tonight, UGA announced home games are going to be 100% capacity for fall football games. Alive in Roswell is back in full effect. And then just released yesterday, there will be stormtroopers, anime characters, superheroes roaming the streets of downtown Labor Day weekend.
Oh, yeah.
Dragon Con is back, announced full in-person Dragon Con. Now, a couple years ago, I actually took my daughter down to the parade and talked to some of the people that were dressed up in costume. You want to hear that?
Yeah.
Hello, children. It's Chef. Well, I'm Chef from South Park. I love the character a lot. Very insightful.
Everyone can do the, oh, hello, kids. It's me, Chef, right?
Okay,
so
sure.
I said, Eric, shoot me some more. Come on, get into character. Shoot me some more lines.
Hello there, children. I can't remember any of his other lines.
That's all I got from him. So Dragon Con, fun to go down, check out the parade, but maybe don't have tons of conversations.
I think it is clear with everything that you just went through that, as predicted, Atlanta and the rest of the world are going to go absolutely bonkers this year.
Yeah,
I mean, the money is just going to be flying.
Yeah,
out.
Yeah. We'll take some of that stimmy money here in Atlanta.
Love it. Did you know that Atlanta is the epicenter of the movie and television making universe? We got our celebrity insider, Awood, on the phone. She works in the business, sneaks off set to give us some casting calls.
So listen. If you can hear me right now, in fact, if you are celebrating Memorial Day on Monday, then you can be in this new film. It's Shazam 2.
Yeah.
I need people, males and females, 20 to 45, any ethnicity. So that's anybody listening right now is going to be portraying flight attendants.
Ooh, are they going to give you the cute uniform and everything?
Probably so, because check this out. For women, that waist has to be between a 28 and a 36, bust 32 to 40. And for men, 32 to 36 waist, chest 38 to 40.
See, because those are the people that are handing out the Biscoff cookies. They're not eating the Biscoff cookies.
Awood, what happens to, like, do you get to keep those if you're cast in that role? Or what do they do with them?
No, those go back to the costuming department.
But, and do they use them again, or they just throw them away?
They may use them again. They may be turned into something else. I mean, they may be used for a different period piece. There's so many. Costumers are amazing. So a short skirt today may be a long pair of pants tomorrow.
And speaking of different periods of time, when is this set? Because flight attendants back in the day,
yeah.
I mean, that used to be a major thing.
Oh,
they
yeah.
were dressed to the nines. People used to not wear their track suits for flights.
That's true. But it is Shazam 2, which is pretty much set in current time. So, I mean, they'll probably have cute. I mean, they got to have cute uniforms, right?
For sure. If
I was a passenger, my backside could say juicy and nobody would raise an eyebrow.
We don't ever want to see those again. Ever. No. If you want to be in Shazam 2, which you should want to be, because, I mean, besides Zachary Levi, who plays Shazam, you got Lucy Liu in this one, Adam Brody.
Yeah.
So listen, if this is you or somebody you know and you guys want to play flight attendants, follow me at Awood Radio on all social, and I'll tell you exactly how you can be in Shazam 2.
Thanks for listening to the Tad and Drex Show podcast. Subscribe for automatic updates and listen live weekdays from 5 to 9 a.m. on B98.5.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.